Good morning. This is Dan Darnall from KFUO Radio. It's time for Daily Chapel here at the International Center in St. Louis, Missouri. The text is Luke chapter 24, verses 36 through 47a. The Reverend Dr. Heath Trampy is preaching. The broadcast to chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
Reading from Luke chapter 24, verses 36 through 47a. As they were talking about these things, Jesus himself stood among them and said to them, "Peace to you." But they were startled and frightened and thought they saw a spirit. And he said to them, "Why are you troubled and why do doubts arise in your hearts? See my hands and my feet, that it is I myself. Touch me and see, for a spirit does not have flesh and bones as you see that I have." And when he had said this, he showed them his hands and his feet. And while they still disbelieved for joy and were marveling, he said to them, "Have you anything here to eat?" They gave him a piece of broiled fish, and he took it and ate it before them. Then he said to them, "These are my words that I spoke to you while I was still with you, that everything written about me in the law of Moses and the prophets and the Psalms must be fulfilled." Then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures and said to them, "Thus it is written, that the Christ should suffer, and on the third day rise from the dead, and that repentance for the forgiveness of sins should be proclaimed in his name to all nations." O Lord, have mercy. Christ is risen. Hallelujah. Well, I had a bit of an adventure last week, not as big as my wife's, but I'll get to that at the end of this illustration. Last Tuesday, I was invited to lead chapel at Lutheran High School North, and I found myself driving in some unfamiliar places. Now, I will say I enjoyed the chapel very much, the driving less so. Because I was in an unfamiliar part of St. Louis, I was white-knuckling it, driving the speed limit and hyper-aware of my surroundings, and I started noticing things about people. I noticed people who were driving while they were checking their Facebook feeds. I noticed people driving so fast they had to slam on their brakes when they couldn't go around me. One person completely swerved into my lane without looking, and I'm very glad that I was hyper aware. And that was just the morning. In the evening, I drove my sons to a track meet at Berkeley High School, which led to more adventures in the car. Nothing compared to my wife, who was rear-ended on the interstate right before chapel. So that's on my mind and heart as well. Like most adults who have been driving for decades, I consider driving to be a fairly simple task. Like so many, I think I take the privilege for granted. Now, it may look simple, but the processes behind driving really are nothing short of incredible. In order for your vehicle to operate the way that it does, countless highly skilled people had to figure out a way to make multiple complex systems work together in one fluid act. Engines work seamlessly with transmissions, gasoline sparks without destroying the car or the driver, sophisticated rubber tires hug the road so we can drink our coffee without fear of spilling a single drop. It's really quite amazing, and it often takes place without a second thought from the driver. In today's reading, we witness a familiar scene. Jesus has appeared to his disciples in the dark room after assuring them that he is in fact the resurrected Lord, showing his nail-scarred hands, eating a meal. He opens their minds to understand that everything written in the Old Testament was written about him. Then he tells them, he says, "Thus it is written that the Christ should suffer and on the third day rise from the dead, and that repentance and forgiveness of sin should be proclaimed in his name to all nations, beginning from Jerusalem." He says, "You are witnesses of these things." So in a way, previously unrecognized by even his closest followers, Jesus shows this point in time as the meeting of the Old and the New Testaments. All of this is happening in the person and work of Jesus himself. But the disciples were not given much time to ponder the beauty of this reality because, well, Christ's ascension was fast approaching. Now, I'm sure most of us can remember a coach or a manager, a friend, a relative, maybe even a parent who helped us stick to our goals and stay motivated when things were tough. Now, imagine if the person that you were leaning on was Jesus himself. For 3 years, the disciples had watched him heal people, chastise sin, and teach with authority. Jesus' life was a complex tapestry of miracles and divine wisdom, and as he prepares to ascend, he tells his followers, "You are witnesses of these things." Now, Luke tells us the disciples were filled with joy after Jesus' resurrection, and we experience that same joy as we remember our Lord's work for us. But then comes our reaction, our lives in this world, and that can bring some other emotions. For many of us, we have accepted Christ's work on our behalf since we were kids. It's amazing that Jesus died for our sins and rose again for our salvation, but it's also established fact for many of us. By the grace of God, we don't struggle day to day to believe it. The concept of sharing that same truth with people who may not want to hear it, or at least have the appearance of not wanting to hear it, well, that's a bit more complicated. Or to invert my illustration, it's a simple process that really doesn't look very simple. In fact, it can be downright challenging confessing Christ in today's world. That's why it's a blessing that we have comforting promises from God's word. In Ephesians 1, the Apostle Paul prays that Christ would give those in Ephesus the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, having the eyes of your hearts enlightened. Now, Paul is speaking these words to a people who were already faithful to God. No doubt they recognized the Missio Dei at work in their worship life, in baptism, in the Lord's Supper, in the preaching of the word, in the prayers of the saints. No doubt they saw God at work in their loving Christian interactions with one another. But Paul's prayer transcends this, directing God's love towards seeing the kingdom and mission at work in those who are not yet his own. So how do you and I recognize those moments? I believe one way is to observe people in need. And the Bible is filled with some pretty great examples for us. We have Nicodemus, the confused Pharisee. We have the seemingly unlovable and unloved woman at the well, the bleeding outcast, even the disciples. All examples of God's love and grace at work, all healed inside and out by our Lord. So who in our lives are in need of Jesus? It's kind of a silly question, right? We all need Jesus. But here I'm referring to those who don't yet know him as their Lord. If they are in need, and particularly if we are in a position to help them, the Lord is at work. God still comes to us in his word. He still gives us his body and blood. He still hears our prayers, but it's not quite the same. Jesus no longer walks the earth in the same way. Until he returns again, he utilizes his church, he utilizes us to spread the gospel like ripples spreading across the surface of a pond. And it's not always easy. Anytime you work with and among people, things get kind of messy. But it is simple. Like the car example from earlier, there are many complex operations at play when we talk with others about Jesus, but remember that Jesus has already won the victory. God bless you this week as you continue to be the body of Christ in St. Louis, across the country, and indeed around the world. As Paul says in 1 Corinthians 3:7, we plant and we water, but God gives the growth. Amen. And now may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about long and short-term opportunities to serve, visit servenow.lcms.org.